The summer's third Carte Blanche concert is a recital program presented by the Finnish pianist Juho Pohjonen. Juho returns to music at Menlo with a program built around the concept of fantasy in music. Composers throughout music history have often used the term fantasy to describe works whose form derives, as the composer Luis de Milan put it, quote, solely from the fantasy and skill of an author who created it, end quote. In other words, not reined in by formal rules, they're pieces of music that entertain a composer's wildest imaginative indulgences. The program begins with Mozart's Fantasy and Sonata in C minor, composed between 1784 and 1785. The C minor Fantasy, Kürschel 475, is widely regarded as the greatest of Mozart's fantasies. The Sonata, Kürschel 457, was composed in conjunction with the Fantasy. The Fantasy's bold expressivity and chromatic dissonances foreshadow the dramatic character of Beethoven's later C minor works. Indeed, this fantasy is known to have haunted Beethoven in the composition of his own mature sonatas. The program goes on to feature the fiendish second piano sonata of the Russian composer Alexander Scriabin, known as the Sonata Fantasy. An extraordinary pianist as well as an audaciously modern composer, Scriabin's contribution to the solo piano literature is arguably his greatest accomplishment. His music demonstrates a total mastery of the late Romantic idiom of composers like Liszt and Chopin, but combined with an innovative approach to form and a very personal approach to the piano's sonic and textural capabilities. Scholar Jonathan Powell has written that Scriabin's cycle of 10 piano sonatas is, quote, arguably of the most consistent high quality since that of Beethoven, end quote. The second half of Juho's recital begins with Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 13 in E-flat major, Opus 27 No. 1, which the composer subtitled Sonata Quasi Una Fantasia, a sonata that is almost a fantasy. This designation signals the sonata's unconventional form, and also Beethoven's intention that it be played freely in the manner of an improvisation. Though not as well known as its companion piece, the sonata in C-sharp minor, Opus 27 No. 2, whose iconic status can be partly attributed to its having been nicknamed the Moonlight Sonata by the German critic and poet Ludwig Rellstab, the E-flat Sonata is no less imaginative in its design. The recital concludes with music by one of the seminal composers of the late Romantic piano repertoire. The Hungarian pianist and composer Franz Liszt was one of the defining figures of the Romantic era. He was the most acclaimed piano virtuoso of his generation, and his greatest contribution may lie in his development of piano technique, through his performance and pedagogy, as well as in his compositions for piano. The final work on the program is Liszt's Dante Sonata, composed in 1849 and inspired by Dante's epic poem, The Divine Comedy. Mirroring Beethoven's Opus 27 sonatas, Liszt's Dante Sonata is marked Fantasia quasi sonata. Audio Notes is authored and produced by Patrick Castillo and narrated by David Finkel, Wu Han, Patrick Castillo, and Isaac Thompson. Additional mastering is provided by Dahong Situ. Musical excerpts on this disc appear courtesy of the following artists and organizations. Claude Debussy's Premier Rhapsody, performed by Anthony McGill and Derek Hahn, and Olivier Messiaen's Abyss of the Birds, performed by Anthony McGill, and Praise to the Eternity of Jesus, performed by Colin Carr and Gilbert Kalish, appear courtesy of Music at Menlo Live. Francis Poulenc's Clarinet Sonata, performed by Anthony McGill and Gloria Chen, appears courtesy of the artists. Robert Schumann's Romances for Clarinet and Piano are performed by clarinetist Karl-Heinz Steffens and pianist Karina Wisniewska, and appears courtesy of Tutor Zurich, Switzerland, www.tutor.ch. Carl Maria von Weber's Grand Duo Concertant, performed by James Campbell and Leonard Hokanson, appears courtesy of Marquee Classics. Robert Schumann's Minnespiel, performed by Hanno Müller-Brockmann and Graham Johnson, Hugo Wolf's Liederstrauss, performed by Stefan Gentz and Roger Vignoles, and Franz Liszt's Dante Sonata, performed by Leslie Howard, appear courtesy of Hyperion Records. Johannes Brahms's Unbefleckte Lauerluft, performed by Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau and Daniel Barenboim. Ludwig van Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 13 in E-flat, Opus 27 No. 1, performed by Emil Gilels. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Fantasia in C minor, K475, performed by Maria Joao Pires. Leo Janáček's Violin Sonata, performed by Gidon Kramer and Bartha Argerich. And Richard Strauss's Violin Sonata, performed by Gidon Kramer and Oleg Meisenberg, appear courtesy of Deutsche Grammophon, online at www.deutschegrammophon.com. Francis Poulenc's Five Poems of Max Jacob, performed by Felicity Lott and Pascal Roger, and Beethoven's Sonata for Violin and Piano in D Major, Opus 12, No. 1, performed by Henrik Schernick and Ingrid Hebler, are used courtesy of Decca Classics. Ned Roram's War Scenes, performed by Donald Graham and Eugene Isteman, appears courtesy of Phoenix Records. George Crumb's Night is performed by Jan de Gaetani and Gilbert Kalish, and appears courtesy of Bridge Records Incorporated, www.bridgerecords.com. Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek is performed by Keith Goldstein and appears courtesy of the artist. Alexander Scriabin's Piano Sonata No. 2 in G-sharp minor, Opus 19, Sonata Fantasy, performed by Albert II, appears courtesy of Centaur Records. Aaron Copland's Violin Sonata, performed by Elmar Oliveira and Robert Koenig, appears courtesy of Artec Records. Richard Strauss's Cello Sonata and Frederick Chopin's Cello Sonata are performed by David Finkel and Wu Han. Audio Notes is a copyrighted production of Artist Led.